Monday, April the 24th, 2006. Tips from Top Floor 115, Photoshop Corner 13.
Here's tips from the top floor.
Bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
Hi, I'm Ansonic, the developer of the freeware JPEG compressor. If you speak German too, or if you like to improve your German, you may take a listen to my own podcast, which you can find at ansonic.podspot.de. In that podcast, I'm talking about different topics like tips and tricks about Pocket PC and, yes, about digital photography too. And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor. I'm still chewing away on those toffees. They're so amazingly good. This chocolate-filled butter toffees that Ravsitar sent me, and wow, I'll be running out of those pretty soon. Anyway, this is the podcast about all things digital photography. My name's Chris Marquardt, and I'm podcasting from the top floor at Tübingen, Southern Germany. And if you've never listened to this show before, we have a variety of things on here. Today it's Photoshop Corner time, where I'll let you in on some of the secrets around Adobe Photoshop. Then we have things like interviews, sound sync tours, and of course, general tips and tricks about digital photography, image composition, and more. Another thing we have going on right now is an assignment that all the listeners can participate in. This is not a competition. There will be no winner, but we'll have a drawing for a book among those that submit an image. The book is The Digital Photography Pocket Guide by Derek Story, and it's published by O'Reilly. The goal for the assignment is to allow everyone to see how other listeners interpret the same topic, and also to allow you to go out and shoot a new image with an assignment in your mind. This is a great way for you to leave your usual path, and following an assignment can really help you further your creativity. And the topic for the assignment is symmetry. It's open until May the 10th. Just go to tipsfromatopfloor.com and click on the assignment link to submit your image. All right, and now it's time for another
Tips from the Top Floor Photoshop Corner.
Today I'll show you how easy it is in Photoshop to get text to flow around a circle or around virtually any sort of path. Of course, in order for this to work, we need to create a path first. And there are several ways to create a path in Photoshop. One of them would be to select any of your normal shape tools, such as the ellipse tool or the rectangle tool. Then in the toolbar for this shape, click the paths icon. That's the middle one of the three icons that are located on the left side, and just draw the shape. In case of today's tutorial, I'm using a different method, which leads to the same result. I'm drawing a round selection with the elliptical marquee tool. Then I right-click on the new selection and choose Make Work Path from the pop-up menu. And this will result in a new path to be created that you can then continue to use. Now that you have a path, it's easy to get the text to flow along it. Select the Type tool by clicking the T in the toolbox and hover it over the path. Once you see the text cursor change to something with a little line through it, click and you're set to start typing. Now, the cool thing about this text is that you can always change it. It's fully editable. Just select the text tool again, click on the text, and select it as you would usually do. You can also change the size of the text and everything else about it, including effects. And of course, this is not limited to circular paths. Basically, you can flow text along any shape that you can come up with. And we will look into creating paths with the pen tool in one of the next Photoshop corners.
You won't talk about this, you won't.
And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. Thanks for tuning in. If you're not subscribed to Tips from the Top Floor yet, it's easy and it's, of course, free. Just go to tipsfromthetopfloor.com where you'll find all the instructions around it. You also have all sorts of different options to contact me. You can leave feedback on the voicemail line at 206-202-DSLR. That's 206-202-3757, and that's a phone number in the United States. And you can, of course, send email or an MP3 greeting to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. My name is Chris Marquardt. Thank you all for your support, and happy shooting. Hey, I feel like deep down you know, in the heart of your soul that I